Great to be joined by Wayne Wallingford once again with only 1 week left in the legislative session. The senator from Cape Girardeau joining us every week. And Wayne, you guys finished your major task, finished up the budget, and not last night, but early in the morning, it sounded like.
That's correct. Yeah, we went to, it was about 2:30 or 3 o'clock. It took a long time, but we were under a deadline because it had to be completed by today. And we were already there, so we just went the long distance, and now we don't have to go back in session today, which normally we don't go in session on a Friday. We can, but normally we don't. However, the last Friday of the session by our Constitution requires us to come in and finish by 6 p.m., but we worked long, hard hours.
Well, I remember you told me last week that this budget has the most spending ever in the state, but also has the most revenue coming in ever in the state of Missouri. But what did you like about what you see out of the budget?
Well, what I liked about the budget was that we continue to support elementary and secondary education, and some bills I carried for early childhood are going to be supported, because those are both very important to workforce development, which of course our governor is one of his priorities. So we continue to fund the foundation formula. Probably one thing I was a little disappointed in is that higher education, our 2 and 4 year colleges, I would love to give them more money. We just kind of did above the board increase to those institutions of $1 million each, which is a lot of money, but they're really behind as it is. So hopefully, as the years progress, hopefully next year we can do a little more catch up on the higher education part, because that'll help lower tuition, because one of the roadblocks to going to higher education is, of course, tuition, as it's just growing by leaps and bounds every year.
Yeah, that's for sure. There was vigorous debate, as there always is, on an abortion bill this past week.
Yes, we had a debate on the abortion bill. We debated for quite a long period of time, and then put it on what we call the informal calendar. So we're not done with it, but we wanted to get talking about it before next week, so everyone has a chance over the weekend to kind of think of what their stance is and what their position is. So that was kind of center stage at the Capitol. I think they had more than 200 abortion rights supporters gathered at the Capitol. And of course, they don't want to see this bill passed. And then we have the pro-life people that gathered and prayed. And of course, they want to see the abortion bill passed. And there's a motion on both sides. That's understandable. But as I told the people at last Sunday night, students from the Junior Air Force ROTC program, where I was the major speaker, I gave them about 10 different things on leadership, and I told them, I said, your greatest enemy are your emotions. They kind of tend to cloud you. And of course, this is a very emotional debate, and I understand why it is, but you have to kind of step back from your emotions and, go back to, what science supports, really. And I think that's one of the main things. I know when Roe versus Wade was put in statute in 1973, they said, well, we don't know enough about science yet. Science is still developing on, when is a child? Is it, at conception, or is it some later stage of development in the womb, or is it actually after it's born? We don't really know, but science now is bringing us more and more to a position where we feel it's right to protect innocent life in the womb.
What are some of the specific features of this particular abortion bill, Wayne?
Well, of course, people on the other side say, well, why are you doing this? Because it may get overturned, and now you'll waste money trying to defend it. And I understand that argument. However, because of what I just talked about, science, I think it's important for us to protect life at all legal costs. I think that's pretty relevant. Not unlike maybe having a child take a disastrous fall or be involved in a car accident and, you know, they're put on life support and you don't know, should I pull life support? Is the child going to come back to life? You know, what should I do? I think any parent would say, you know, money's out of the equation. I don't care what it costs. We need to, you know, do whatever we can to save the life of my child. And I think that's the position that we've taken also on abortion. People have to remember that the legislature writes the laws, and then, of course, the courts decide, you know, if they're, you know, just and legal laws. And the legislature should never say, well, I don't think the courts will pass this, so let's not do it. I think we should always do what we think is right and then leave it up to the court to decide if, you know, they think it's constitutional or not.
So would this bill ban all abortions then in the state of Missouri?
No, not all. And, of course, that was one of the contentions, you know, on the pro-life side. You know, they would like to see, you know, no abortions banned, but it does allow for medical emergencies, you know, for the health of the mother or, you know, if it appears that the child would not survive being born. And there's also put in there kind of a trigger, and that trigger, because you don't know what the court's going to do, and there's a lot of states out, and I think maybe 20, that are testing the waters on abortion laws, and I think Georgia just passed one, and they're actually, quite frankly, I think did it. I think it's probably the most restrictive one in the nation. Ours is pretty restrictive too. But I think the idea of Georgia's law is they want the Supreme Court now to rule based on what they said in 1973, you know, based on science in the future, we'll make another determination. So not knowing what the court's going to do, we had an eight-week limit in there that you couldn't abort a baby after 8 weeks. But then if that's overturned by the court, then it would move up to a 14-week ban. And then if that is overturned by the court, then there's an 18-week term there. So you don't know what the court's going to do. You hope they're making the most conservative decision possible, but, you know, in case they don't, we didn't want to say, okay, well, this, you know, we had a provision in there for an eight-week limit, and they overruled that, so now next year we got to come back and try a different number. We wanted this bill to go through, and so we had these kind of little stepping stones in there in this trigger.
Mm-hmm. Do you think, what's your read on, what's your feel on whether you think the bill will pass?
Well, you know, I know a lot of people have been silent on this because we don't like to use it in the Senate. It's called the PQ, previous question. But sometimes things just come to an impasse where both sides are disagreeing, and there's no position where it looks like they will come to an agreement. And I understand that, you know. The pro-choice are very firm on, you know, having different options for women, and the pro-life are very firm on protecting the sanctity of life. And, you know, there's a lot of things we can, you know, cooperate on and change, you know, like how much money we're going to spend on elementary and secondary education or, you know, higher education. Those things are debatable, and eventually you come to some sort of compromise. But when it comes to abortion, there's really no room for compromise because, you know, it's, you know, some people think it's a very moral issue, and you don't compromise on your morals. So although I think some people have been leery of saying this, but I will, because it's reality, we'll have to PQ it. I don't think that's going to come as a surprise to anyone listening to your station that that's going to have to take place. In other words, PQ means debate's been going on for quite some time. There's no new information that's being presented. And so now let's just go to an up and down vote. And whatever the vote is, that's what will stand. So if the vote is for not passing the bill, then that will be what happens. But if the vote says, no, we passed the bill, then that will go on to the governor. So we'll talk about it more this coming week, because we're not done with it yet, that we want everyone to make sure that they've been able to give their piece and what their reasons are for supporting their particular position. But after a lengthy period of time, you just want to say, well, okay, everyone's had a chance to talk, and now we're veering off topic, or we're just repeating what has been said for the last several hours. So let's vote on it up or down.
Yeah. Do you think it'll pass?
It will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So with 1 week left, then, is, I guess, people are going to be rushing around trying to, I guess, beat the buzzer, so to speak, and get all their bills passed, right?
Well, you know, we call it a Christmas tree, because you have a bill, and suddenly someone says, hey, I think my bill will fit on that, and might change the title a little bit. And then someone says, oh, the title's changed. Now I think my bill will fit on there. So suddenly you had, in some cases, you might have had a bill that was only a paragraph, and now it's 30 or 40 pages, because we called it an omnibus bill. That's maybe the more official term. I call it a Christmas tree, because you just light it up with about everything you can imagine on there. And that's what's happening now, because we are at the last week, and everyone, you know, believes that the bills they're sponsoring are important, and they are to us individually. Now they're looking for ways to attach it to other bills, and I'm guilty of this myself. I have a bill that has to do with early childhood. I'm very supportive of early childhood education, and I think, quite frankly, Chad, I've put that on three other bills already. So I'm just as guilty as everyone else.
All right. Well, we look forward to seeing how everything else turns out, and another discussion with you as the session comes to an end next week. Thanks for your time, Wayne.
You're welcome. Sounds good.
Wayne Wallingford, a senator from Cape Girardeau, joining us on this legislative interview right here on Regional Radio.